This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, I think for a second, just about President Trump's fighting with fellow Republicans, with Mitch McConnell, with Paul Ryan, with Jeff Flake, with Bob Corker. Is the strategy here, do you think, if there is a strategy, to distance himself from an unpopular Republican Congress? Or is it more just these people are not my friends, and so I'm gonna attack them?
I think it's a little of both, actually. You know, there are very few, you know, like the media is regarded much lower than the presidency. The Congress is regarded much lower than the presidency by the public. I think he sees that, he understands that. But also, there are a lot of Republicans like myself. I've been in the party working in elections for 30 years. I think it's time for Donald Trump to take a senator out. I really do. I think it's time. And look, he's got Corey Lewandowski at the head of his pack. And I think I've had run-ins with Corey Lewandowski. If I were John McCain, I wouldn't want him on my backside. It's time for the president to make sure senators understand that there's a price to pay when you go against him.
So you wanted to take out Jeff Flake?
John McCain has faced much tougher foes.
Jeff Flake,
than Corey Lewandowski.
Is Jeff Flake is the one you think that he?
I'm not quite sure who it is. I know Corey and the PAC are thinking about this. I know the White House is thinking about this. There is no price to pay if you're against this president. We expected him to get some respect and command respect from the Congress, and it hasn't happened. So it's time to make someone pay a price.
This is the strategy here. This is what Roger Stone.
What do you think? I teach you not to go along with me, but I don't know. You know, because it doesn't seem like the president's getting the support from Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell. Generally, that's handled at that tip of the spear. You know, Trump's trying to get people on board here. And, you know, it is amazing to me still when I think about it that, you know, the people said, hey, look, we want Donald Trump as our president. We like what he's saying. And, you know, meanwhile, Congress says, well, we know better. And I think they're going to know better at an expense, because come the 2018 elections, the people again will speak and say, yes, that's what we said and we really meant it. And that's why some of you knuckleheads aren't going to get reelected. And they're going to pay the price here because the people want to, you know, get this government back on track. You know, let's reduce the spending of government. Of course, you know, what we've got to look forward to here in the coming months is we've got the debt ceiling to deal with. We've got tax reform. Oh, yeah, we're still dealing with repeal and replace. You know, this is what the people want. They've been real clear about this without an exception. They want smaller government. They want bigger government. But we're going to have a little bit of a bigger government before we get a smaller government because of all these other commitments that they've made. And they've got to do something about, you know, entitlement reform if they have the courage to do that, as we're still dealing with repeal and replacing of Obamacare. But this is why I'm a firm believer. Number one, government's the wrong tool for the job. They shouldn't be dealing, you know, with our health care. That should be done at a local level. It should be between us and the doctor. And for those of you that are considering or have already decided to go with a direct pay model, I say congratulations. You are being self-responsible. You're not relying on the government to tell you what you should do and how your health care should be managed. That should be between you and your doctor. Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi shouldn't be in the middle of that decision. They're not welcome there. All they've done is given us Obamacare, which is an absolute disaster. I know for some people, they say, hey, look, it's a godsend. You know, we got health care for free. Well, you know, yeah, you've got health care for free at the other people's expense. So how is that fair? See, this is the problem with government when it starts trying to be fair. They're not, you know, it's not a fair institution. Their motivation is getting reelected. It's not exercising justice, which is what they're supposed to do. When they do that, it goes well. It goes well for the constituency and the rest of us, you know, minions here. But when they think that they know better, And, you know, that we're just all knuckleheads, according to Jonathan Gruber. We're just so stupid. We just can't we can't deal with our own health care. That's what it's all about, right? And this is what you got. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, it is an objective, a worthy one, that demands that all hands be on deck, ladies and gentlemen. This spirit of invalidation that has permeated our culture that says, look, unless you agree with me, you cannot exercise your First Amendment right. Only if you agree with me. Are you kidding me? That is really going to take us a long way here, but that's a discussion for another day, and we'll keep it coming at you. Right now, we have Sandy Mitchum with us, author of "Bust Hell Wide Open: The Life of Nathan Bedford Forrest." Quite interesting stuff, and he's going to break it down. We're going to talk about this in light of what is happening in our politics and history of America today, 21st century style. Sandy Mitchum, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on. The temperament of this country right now in trying to reconcile politics with history, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you got ESPN, as you say, pulling a reporter based on his name to seek a removal of Confederate statues in cities across America. It's madness, isn't it?
I think so. Basically, what they want to do is change history. People will tell you you can't change history, but that's not true. Mm-hmm. Most people think history is the study of the past. It's not. History is the study of the past with interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
You change
yeah.
interpretation, you change history.
Right.
And they want to look at history from the present to the past. And superimpose modern values, and I use the term loosely,
mm-hmm.
on people of the past who never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just wrong. People live from the past to the future, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's sort of my philosophy of history.
Well, in contrast, you've got politics living it, just the opposite to your point, because it's convenient. And it gives you the flexibility to, as you said earlier, rewrite history, which is extremely dangerous because so much gets lost in translation, and some of those things that get lost are extremely valuable to what we need to be aware of now. I mean, you've got a resurgence of 1984. The kids in college now be exposed to that book. Going, how long has that book been around? And of course, one of the aspects of the book, it points out that he who controls history controls the present and the future. And there has been this aggressive move to rewrite history, as you point out. And this just comes with human foibles, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Robert E. Lee is a great example. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said that he was the most Christ-like American who ever lived. And even Winston Churchill said he was the greatest man who ever spoke the English language. Yet now he's being vilified for positions he didn't even hold.
Mm-hmm.
Like he thought slavery was an evil that would eventually dissipate, and said it did a great deal of damage to the white race.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the black. So, of course, he freed his own slaves at great personal expense. He believed that you couldn't release uneducated Negroes, as they called them in those days, into the economy without having them trained in some skill. And he paid for the apprenticeships of his former slaves, whether they wanted to be brick makers or carriage makers or blacksmiths, and it cost him a great deal of money.
Yeah, put his money where his mouth is. When he says that it was injurious to white people, in what regard, Sandy, when he made that statement?
Well, the moral point of actually holding slaves, he considered that wrong. It made... And you can argue both sides of this, but it tended to make white people lazy because they didn't have to work. And that's one reason I think he felt the North was getting ahead economically, because a factory worker or a farmer up in the Midwest would be rewarded based on how much work he put in.
Right.
And some of the white people didn't work. And the blacks only worked as hard as they had to. I mean, if you were a slave, not getting paid, you would work hard enough to keep from getting in trouble.
Yeah, not getting beat up. Yeah.
Yeah. But you wouldn't work overtime or any more than you had to.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt that was injurious to the South.
Well, exactly. And then the thing is, in a way, and this might seem a little foreign here, as some people are trying to process what you just shared with us, but that makes a lot of sense, Andy, is that, as far as whites are concerned, this opens the door for entitlement. You know, they deserve to be, the landlords. They deserve to be, the slaveholders, and they deserve not to work so hard, right?
Yeah, some of them felt that way, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty crazy stuff when you think about, here it is, the human potential, and those that understood this, like William Wilberforce, who was a force unto himself in what was happening in Europe in terms of, the freeing the slaves movement, which we were reminded of last week as we celebrated another anniversary of William Wilberforce. But, we look to the higher calling of the human potential of God's creation, and some people understood that. But it wasn't a contemporary thought. It wasn't a popular thought.
Now, Bill, I've got to say I'm impressed. You know how few people have even heard of William Wilberforce?
I can't imagine. The Amazing Grace.
But he did more to free the slaves than anyone on the planet, in my opinion.
Yeah,
certainly more than Abraham Lincoln.
Right. And here we are, and to your point, the contemporary thought, how it's processed, and you say, okay, I mean, what are we holding on today that in another 10 years we'll look back and go, what were they thinking, this whole idea of political correctness, entitlements running, abounding the way they are and holding back, the human potential and the power of this free and liberated government. We could only hope. I say 10 years, it might take longer than that, Sandy, but, that's my hope, is that we'd get through this sooner than later.
Yeah, I hope you're right, too, but you can already see the next wave.
Yeah.
Louis Farrakhan, for example, has come out, and his acolytes, they want to change the American flag. I mean, if you look at the flag, you got 13 stripes, 13 colonies, every one a slave colony, so it's going to go. Then everyone was a slave state. Then, I understand up in Ohio, they cut the head off a monument to Colonel William Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
He had been executed
exactly.
by the British.
Well, Sandy, we got to put a pause on this right now because we got to go to break. We'll be right back with the author, Sandy Mitchum. We're going to talk about his new book, I promise, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Well, thank you very much.
Stand by.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
And I say welcome. Good to have you along with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. You know, we've got great stuff there for you. You know, from not only our book authors and other guests that have been here, you can download interviews at your convenience and, you know, just go to podcast heaven with it, okay? Our gift to you. Our conversation with Sandy Mitchum continues. We're talking about his brand new book, Bust Hell Wide Open, The Life of Nathan Bedford Forrest. Now, for many people, you talk about William Wilberforce there, Sandy. There's five people. Many people have not heard of Nathan Bedford Forrest. Who is he?
Nathan Bedford Forrest was, well, in the opinion of Robert E. Lee, the best general to fight in the Civil War. He was certainly a unique American individual. He grew up in extreme poverty. His home was 960 square feet, and there were 10 of them.
Mm.
He had nothing. Yet by the time the Civil War started, he was worth $1.5 million in those dollars. That's $34 million.
That's a lot of money. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a first grade dropout. He never could read or write properly.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the only man in the war to rise from private to lieutenant general in 4 years. In the process, he personally killed 30 Yankees in one-on-one combat. He got a thrill out of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
He was a genius. Sherman said so. Grant said so. Jefferson Davis later said that he recognized him as a genius, but he did it too late. He almost killed William T. Sherman personally. Battle of Fallen Timbers. He broke through the Union line and ambushed the Union vanguard and came within a few feet of Sherman. And Sherman later told a reunion of Army of the Tennessee veterans that had Forrest not emptied his revolver breaking through our front, my career would have ended then and there.
Right there, you know, exactly.
Yeah. And he also killed two Confederates. Running away when he was your commander was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
He killed a gunfighter, crippled another, and killed a wife beater with an axe. So he was a pretty incredible fellow. He
kind of your man's man here, huh?
He was. He mm-hmm. was. Well, the average Union soldier in the war was 143 pounds. Forrest was well over 200. The average man at that day was 5'7". Forrest mm-hmm. was 6'2".
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And he had a fierce temper, which he had a hard time controlling unless his wife was present. She could call me just by saying Bedford, but if she wasn't around, there was often trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a military genius. I mean, mm-hmm. the Battle of Lawrence Plantation, the Yankees outnumbered him 4-1. No Yankees escaped.
Wow.
Oklahoma, he was outnumbered 7,000 to 2,500. And these were picked Union soldiers from all the commands on the Western Front, and they were all armed with Sharps rifles, Sharps carbines.
Mm-hmm.
Forrest had 2,500 men, mostly recent draftees. 600 of them didn't even have weapons. But he told them, get in line anyway. I know you can't shoot, but you can yell. And don't worry, you will have your choice of plenty of good northern weapons presently. And they did. He crushed them.
Mm-hmm.
And, Wright's Crossroads, mm-hmm. 13,000 Union soldiers against 3,200 men under Forrest. It took them 10 days to get from Memphis to Wright's Crossroads. It took them 2.5 days to get back. But then they weren't encumbered by things like wagons and ambulances, cannons and caissons. Forrest captured them all.
Mm.
He inflicted more casualties on them than he had men, probably.
Here's this guy with no formal education for all intents and purposes, And he is a genius. I mean, by execution, I mean, you just hear these stories, these overwhelming odds, and he's able to come on top. I mean, do you just have a special military sense about how to overcome? Or, you know, what was it about him that made him so good?
I've often wondered that, and I came to a conclusion. I spent 20 years in the military as a cadet and an officer. Mm-hmm. And graduated from Command and General Staff College, qualified through the rank of Major General. He knew more than I did the very first day he sat in the saddle. It's just like he drew it from the atmosphere.
Wow, wow.
He didn't know the terms. Mm-hmm. When he first started out, he ordered his men, take them in both ends, because he didn't know what a flank was.
Mm-hmm.
But it just came to him. That was sort of natural.
It's kind of a gift, isn't it?
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Like Robert E. Lee said, the greatest general in the war was a man I never met. His name was Forrest.
Forrest, Nathan Bedford Forrest, not Forrest Gump, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about here. Visiting with Sandy Mitchum, his brand new book, Bust Hell Wide Open, The Life of Nathan Bedford Forrest. One that you probably have not heard much about, but a quite interesting story that you lay out here. You also point out that he had a role as the first Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, he was. What you got to do, though, again, is approach history from the past to the present.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the word Ku Klux Klan. Many people think the Klan today was the Klan then. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Democratic Party. 1865 was the year the Klan was formed.
Mm-hmm.
It was also the year the Democratic Party transitioned from the party of slavery to the party of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And it went through other transformations as well. It became the party of Jim Crow, the party of segregation. And, of course, now it's completely different from all that. Well, the Klan didn't start out that way. Basically, it started out with six ex-Confederates who were bored one Christmas Eve, 1865. They were in the judge's chamber. The judge had gone home. His son was there. And they said, let's break this monotony. Let's start a club. And they did, and they called it the Ku Klux Klan.
How did they come up with that name?
Well, it's a Greek Ku Klux meant circle. Klan was an alliteration. It didn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
They simply thought it sounded good.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they got started, and they decided to cut up some sheets, and thus began the Ku Klux Klan. Half of its original members were lawyers, much higher standards than today. They said the membership requirements, you had to be a Confederate veteran. And you had to either be in the army or a northern prison camp at the time of the surrender. No deserters were allowed. And you had to request membership. You couldn't be invited.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the first thing they did was violate their own rule. They invited a distinguished surgeon named Dr. Grant to join. And they, the eighth member, as far as we can tell, was Brigadier General John C. Brown of Tennessee, who was later governor of the state. But the point is that the membership requirements were much higher than they are today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you put a mirror under somebody's nose and it fogs up, they're eligible.
They're in there. They're in the club, huh? That and you got a set of sheets and you're off and rolling, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Incredible.
The problem and the reason Forrest got interested in it was when the Confederacy collapsed, law and order went with it. And you had gangs of thugs and outlaws. Some of them were even robbing federal payroll.
Yeah, we got about 15 seconds left here, Sandy, okay?
Oh, well, that's about it then. I don't have 15 seconds.
I understand, and I appreciate you being on with us, Sandy Mitchum, and about his new book. It will be linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sandy.
anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Don't forget, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We've got a popular historian with us right now. Is saying and explaining why Barcelona is not the last radical Islamic attack Europe will face. Dr. Benjamin Wacker joins us right now. Dr. Wacker, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Dr. Wacker is a senior fellow at the Veritas Center for Ethics and Policy, director of human life studies at Franciscan University of Steubenville, and author of the book, The Reformation 500 Years Later, 12 Things You Need to Know. So we're going to have a quite the discussion on the Reformation and these things that we should know. Dr. Wacker, before we get there, I want to address the headline that your publicist threw my way, and that is why Barcelona is not the last radical Islamic attack Europe will face.
Yes, and I'm not happy to give that news because we all want it to go away, but it won't.
Right.
And our belief that, oh, this will be the last attack, we'll just sweat this one out, is really based on an ignorance of history. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty simple, I hope, to clarify, Barcelona in Spain is part of the conquered territory that Islam got in the 700s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it considers it rightly theirs. That is, Allah has given, them this conquered territory. And over the centuries from the origin of Islam, from the 600s, 700s, 800s, all the way down, every century, there's continual persecution of Christians and Jews and expansion of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So the having been driven out of Spain in the centuries following the 700s, Islam has always wanted to reconquer that territory. And 500 years ago, at the time of the Reformation, Islam was really at the height of its power. It was about to take over Europe. It, in fact, had made headway in Eastern Europe. It had taken over Constantinople. And that, for Islam, it was the Ottoman Caliphate at that time.
Exactly.
This is the time, you know, Allah has given Europe into our hands.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen
mm-hmm.
then. But 500 years later, it is happening now, not only through terror, but through immigration. So from the Muslim point of view, you don't give up the lands that Allah has given you, and Spain is just one of those lands, but then so is all of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, to your point, and I appreciate you saying that, is that, you know, they're looking for validation, you know, like anybody, you know, is God really showing this, or do we got the right sign? And you look at immigration policies, refugee situations that have happened in Europe, it's like it's all ripe for the picking, isn't it?
Well, yes, and part of that is caused by secularization. That is one of the things that you find in Europe that is the crystal clear sign of what is going wrong, is that the churches are emptied because it's been largely de-Christianized,
mm-hmm.
but the Muslims are taking over those empty churches and making them into mosques.
Exactly.
Now, in 1500s, they were going to do that with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
They took over the Hagia Sophia in Constantinople, changed that beautiful Christian church into a mosque. That's what was supposed to happen all the way across Europe. And so now they see it happening. They're walking into the church.
Yes.
Right? I mean, yeah. They have to come in with authority to walk in and take it over. There are no Christians there. And so a secularized, de-Christianized Europe is literally, just as you said, it's a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And into that, they are rushing or walking or being invited or sometimes trying to take over through more violent means.
Exactly. Now, the Europeans that are there, that are watching this take place, Dr. Weicker, I mean, what are they thinking?
Well, apparently not much. I mean, they're horrified, I think. They don't understand why the Muslims won't act like Unitarians or Methodists or Baptists or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, why, yeah. What are you doing? And
yeah.
So they have an ignorance of the history of Islam. And that's coupled with the weird thing that comes out. This also has its roots 500 years ago, a kind of secular atheist rejection of Christianity, which had the weird backlash result of the secularists affirming Islam is better. And so for 300 or 400 years now, Europe has been in the grip of this weird thing, saying nothing is worse than Christianity and no religion. And well, we'll say no religion is what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got to have one, Islam is way better than Christianity. So it mm-hmm. persecutes Christians and welcomes Muslims, and then can't figure out why the Muslims are trying to blow them up.
And why they're being overwhelmed. And, of course, the guys are the ones that are saying, hey, yeah, let's go with this religion. And the women are going, well, wait a minute here. You know, I'm not going into a burqa and give up my driving privileges.
Yeah, and as if that were, and sometimes you hear people making that, like, that's the most important point
mm-hmm.
in the difference between Islam and Christianity. That's not the most important point. There'll be a radical cultural transformation such as hasn't been seen for hundreds of years in the West
mm-hmm.
when things get fully Islamicized. And you see that in the pockets where it's happened in Europe. That's the end of both Christianity and secularism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no, within these no-go zones,
mm-hmm.
hey, there's no liberalism there.
Oh, exactly. Well,
yeah.
we look at, we don't have to go that far back, you know, to your point, you know, just look what happened to Iran, how quickly that changed, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, it's a big mess over there, and it's been a big mess. But one of the things that makes it messy is to be confused about the actual history of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So Muslims are angry at the Ottoman Caliphate being taken from them in Turkey. And then they tried to bring secularism into Turkey. Well, that was a violation, a fundamental violation. You couldn't do anything worse to Muslims than disband their caliphate. That's like the papacy for them.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
well, sure.
Yeah, so you can't, if you take that apart and then you try to impose this alien view, this alien to Christianity as well, and do so by force, they're going to get angry. So they've been waiting in, you know, like the 80 or so years since that's occurred. And in the back of their mind is, you know, in 1500, we almost had Europe. Mm. We were knocking on the gates of Vienna.
Yes,
we had gone all along the Danube. We'd gone into, mm-hmm. you know, so they look at this as Allah is finally giving them what he providentially commanded them to take.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, you know, in light of this, whether it's Spain or Turkey, all these areas that were all under the caliphate, then, you know, there is this, you know, this desire, this sense of entitlement and destiny that they're back in the fold again, right?
Yeah, and you can understand when it looks, when Muslims look at Europe, they see what they see. Christianity is severely weakened.
Mm-hmm.
It's weakened by de-Christianization. It's weakened by an aggressive secular attempt to push Christianity out of the public square. And we have the problem of a disintegration from within Christianity. That, too, has its roots 500 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so what it sees is a degraded hedonistic culture, which is a kind of an outgrowth for them of Christianity, say, this is what Christianity does. If you let it have its way, it turns into secular Europe.
Exactly.
So they mm-hmm. look at it as, you know, this is decaying Christianity. So they still think they're fighting the infidel. He's just more unfaithful than he was before.
Mm-hmm. And certainly, I mean, you can, you know, appreciate that kind of thinking and how they've reasoned that out. You know, because of the secularization, not only of the state, but even the church itself has been compromised, right?
It has, and that's certainly a long story that we can get into, is that it's been mm-hmm. compromised for both from within and without, and so we can't just blame the secularists, we have to look at ourselves, too, and that's one of the reasons that I go back 500 years to the Reformation and say, okay, Catholics and Protestants,
right.
We got to humbly share the blame here. What did we do wrong?
Exactly. Where did we make the wrong turn? No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Dr. Benjamin Weicker is with us. We're going to do that very thing that he just mentioned to do. Good stuff here. His new book, Reformation 500 Years Later, 12 Things You Need to Know. We're going to get into it deeper on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
We've got to speak up, ladies and gentlemen, okay? You just cannot sit back. It's an all-hands-on-deck kind of thing here if we're going to get this country back on track and to realize the human potential, the dreams that you're dreaming, the dreams that keep you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you go, I know this can happen. Well, it can, but we've got to get some of these encumbrances out of the way. Dr. Benjamin Weicker is with us, popular historian, senior fellow at the Veritas Center for Ethics and Policy, director of Human Life Studies at Franciscan University of Steubenville, author of 12 books, including his popular guide, 10 books that screwed up the world, The Darwin Myth, and Answering the New Atheism, who he co-authored with Scott Hahn. And Dr. Weicker, we want to talk and get into more detail of your brand new book, The Reformation 500 Years Later, 12 Things You Need to Know. And looking in the rearview mirror, there is so much to understand and appreciate what we should have learned from that period of time.
Yeah, and to tie in with our previous conversation mm-hmm. in the first half, one of the things is how pressing was the threat of Islam at that time,
mm-hmm.
and it had an interesting effect. That is, it made many think that they were living in the last days.
Yes,
and that this was it. You know, so in a way, to say to Luther, what do you think 500 years from now it's going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have made sense,
right?
Because he believed that interestingly enough, I say that Islam was the rod punishing Europe for its sins, and that was going to usher in the last days, and so the Pope was the Antichrist, and he was criticized for that because it sounded like he was affirming Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So. There is all kinds of complexities about that that people don't know about. That is the role of Islam at that time. But one of the things, there's many things I want to make people aware of. For example, Catholics. I'm a Catholic. Okay, Catholics,
yes.
Listen.
Right.
So there were really bad popes. Just learn that, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you who they were and what they did. And Martin Luther wasn't talking about the wind. There was a problem there, and it was a longstanding problem. So that's kind of my bowl of humility that I think Catholics have to
Yeah, without a doubt. Dr. Weicker, was part of Martin Luther's boldness brought on because he had this sense of urgency that he was, you know, we were in the last of the last days? Did that contribute? Yeah.
Yeah, and he wasn't the only one. This was all over Europe. And it wasn't just, you know, having Islam really ready on the edge to take over Europe. Mm. It looked like they were going to do it. It was the fact that there was a plague running through. People think that there was, the Black Plague, the middle of the 1300s. Mm. That same plague was still going through Europe. In fact, one of Luther's brothers was killed by it.
Oh.
So you have this impending darkness. You know, that something has to happen because it's all going to break loose. And that kind of urgency probably made Luther imprudent in how he was dealing with trying to get the papacy to reform. And he's he said some things, he did some things that I'm not sure if he could see 500 years later what happened, whether he might have done. But again, he didn't think it was going to be 500 years later.
Right.
He believed it was the last time.
Well, he backed him into a corner, didn't he?
Well, in that sense, I mean, you've got a papacy that refused to reform.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the truth of it.
Yeah.
And it was corrupted at the top, and it was resisting what Luther was doing. And Luther issued the challenge. You know, he just rejected everything about the church and tried to root Christianity in Scripture alone. And that caused a backlash immediately because he soon found that those who took his position came out with different conclusions. So he ended up fighting, as it were, literally on two fronts against the Catholics on one side and then against an array of Protestants on his side whom he condemned equally as tools of Satan. He was very, very clear about that. You know, seeing everyone as an enemy in that sense.
Yeah. Could you imagine if he had the Twitter world available to him?
sorry, that caught me off. Surprise there.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I'm going to steal that.
Okay, my gift to you. It's absolutely free.
Right.
You know, you get bonuses here when you come on Bill Martinez Live. I'm telling you.
Exactly right. It's not all giving. It's just,
yeah.
Well, it's true. There was the world of Twitter was introduced then. It was called the printing press.
Yes, the Gutenberg. Yes,
the Gutenberg press. And you know, one of the first things off the printing press, people think they're just like churning out Bibles 24 hours a day. Well, the first thing was actually in the 1400s. It was an indulgence,
mm-hmm.
and in fact, it was the fact that you could print the indulgences that made them such a popular form of the bishops and the papacy getting money.
Yeah.
So weirdly enough,
it's like coupons. Like coupons, huh?
It's like coupons. Yeah.
Exactly. It's kind of crazy.
The Twitter analogy, which is so beautiful, actually occurred then because people could fire off anything, and they did fire off and do it quickly in these 8-page pamphlets that were basically one sheet folded over. They could print those. They could send them all over, and it had the exact same effect as Facebook and Twitter, where people say things that they probably wouldn't have said if they could have counted to 25.
Yeah, right.
But boom, you know, it's like push the button. It was like, hey, take this out, get it on the press. And the press loved it. They haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
Literally the press. Notice what we're saying.
Yes.
Because they made oodles of money.
Sure.
They wanted controversy. Controversy sold books and pamphlets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got to have that. I mean, they're in the business to make money. People do that, which they get rewarded for. So, I mean, you can't expect the media to have, some sort of restraint. And, of course, it's really out of control these days. But, even then, it was still this new invention that you were able to, get the word out in such such an accelerated manner compared to years previous.
Yes, and I think imprudently so. That is, on all sides, you know, we think potty mouth and
the
problem
right.
with 20, but it's not. They were pretty vulgar in their pronunciations. A lot of it is cleaned up when we do translations,
right?
But they were pretty nasty, and one of the things that occurred then, which should sound familiar, is also the rise of pornography occurred in the 1500s, yes, because of the printing press. So in a way, we can, when we look back 500 years, we say, you know, we didn't learn a whole lot since then.
Right.
Because we seem to have the same problems and not learn lessons from history that might save us a few lumps.
It's the base part of our humanity, all fallen individuals, and that is amazing. I hadn't even thought about that, Dr. Weicker. Good point that, here it is. You have this new invention that can be used for good or bad, and the human element being what it is, can't help itself. So now here we have the age of pornography proliferating right off the heels of the Bible being put out, right?
Absolutely. And also back then, we think that, we had the new atheists, with Dawkins and all those folks.
Mm, right.
The new atheists were actually back in the 1500s.
Mm.
Those are the new atheists. So one of the things that the printing press enabled was not only to print Bibles, but to print things that were circulated that attacked the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just attacking Catholics. It was attacking the Bible, and with the rise of atheism in began mostly in Italy in the 1400s, you have the rise of modern secularism. You have the rise of the attack on Christianity, the belief if we removed Christianity, then we would have a much better world. That's not the 20th century. That's the 1500s.
Right.
And
right.
The printing press spread that all over Europe at the same time. So, that same problem that the attack of Christianity by the secularists, that was back then, and we're heir to that problem, and it's only gotten worse.
Well, actually, I mean, if you want, go all the way back to Jesus after the crucifixion, you always had that dynamic tension of who was going to control society, right? And now you have this force, God himself, and you've got these band of rebels that are willing to die for the cause. I mean, when you think about this, and then, of course, Jesus was up front saying, look, they persecuted me, get in line.
Yeah, really. Yeah, and that's another thing I bring up in the book, mm-hmm. that, in order to understand the Reformation in context, you really have to go back and realize that for 1,500 years prior to Luther, there had been one Reformation after another. You read the New Testament, and you already see there's confusion, there's infighting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's this person is doing this, this church has gone bad, and you have to point that out, so you say, well, if there's been a lot of reformations from the very beginning with a small r, what made the one in the 1500s be the capital R Reformation? And so I spend a lot of time in the book saying this is what made it distinct, and what we find out is that there were many who wanted the disunity of Christianity actively at that time.
Right.
And that helped to splinter apart any attempt at reform, and some of those are still with us today. I go through nationalism, secularism, and Islam as well. Christianity makes all of these more strong.
Yeah, without a doubt, and certainly, this was kind of the pushback of the overwhelming influence of the church at the time, where there was this breaking out that needed to occur, and once again, God in his ultimate plan and purpose finds a way to scatter thought here, doesn't he?
I think so, and what we're finding out today is Catholics and Protestants are lining up together. We're being brought together in a way that hasn't happened in the last 500 years. The sad truth is a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're being commonly persecuted by secularism and Islam, but it's
exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there, Dr. Weicker, and we got to have you back on Bill Martinez Live. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good stuff here.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are, and I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. and you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?